Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Ah/Matter Butthole, mixed with some relationships too. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, and maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. And our first story comes from University Knight, who says, "My 26 male, former friend with benefits, 28 female, was hiding she's married. Should I let her husband know?" And it does come with an update. "We met on Tinder. We're seeing each other just for sex for about 2 months. Then she disappeared without a trace. The other day, friend introduces me to her and her husband, and I see that girl with a terrified face expression as I approach and intentionally greet her with fake name. She lied even about her name before correcting myself and telling her real name. Her hubby is already a bit suspicious, and he should be, if he only knew we were meeting about a year and a half ago, and they are married for 5 years. She's suddenly blowing up my phone to just keep it shush, but I don't know. Should I? I just ignored her so far. What should I do? I feel like I should tell." And it was a very short question, but it's got a couple of updates to it, which we're going to move straight into. So the first update said, "Thanks to everyone for the support. I feel like telling him is the right thing to do, and you just confirmed it. I already told my friend about it and shown her our text before, and also her asking me to keep it silent now. My friend also thinks I should speak. I have everything ready. I sent the guy a friend request on Facebook. Barely found him. I, however, plan to do it in real life if he's willing to meet with me. Update 2. She just called me at work. Long story short, he mentioned my friend request, and she apparently admitted to him that we have something from the past over the text and said, that's why I'm trying to talk to him. Now, he apparently left home early, and we'll wait for her to come home tonight. She also apologized to me and told me she understands my decision. My friend will later verify how much of this is true, and I will keep you updated. Final update. The guy accepted my friend request and sent me his number telling me to call him, and I did. He wanted to verify what she told him. She told him it was a year and a half ago, but she also claimed that we had a one-time thing when she was pretty drunk and vulnerable, which he feels is a lie. I told him it's not the case, and I told him it lasted around 2 months, and I can prove it too. To which he got emotional and said they never had issues, but he often felt something is off. He had that feeling all along, but was even upset at himself for doubting her and not trusting her anymore. He hung up when he started to cry. I sent him the evidence of this lasting for way longer than just once, and that she wasn't drunk at all. He thanked me for it and asked me to please send him everything, no matter how nasty it is, because he may need it for the divorce process. He made his decision and will be leaving her. And he confirmed to me that he didn't have issues and weren't broken up while it lasted, as some of the commenters here claimed. He would probably forgive her, but it hurt him that he would never have known about it if it wasn't for me reaching out to him. Then another thing is that she didn't give him the full truth. She lied to him yet again. She even asked him to block me so they can move on from this, after which he got conclusion that he really should talk to me. And after talking to me, he said he even doubts I was the only one she cheated with. Most heartbreaking for him, in his words, was, "My wife's side piece cares about me more than my fucking wife, who I knew since I was 9 years old." Shit, man. That poor guy. And to me, you know, we've seen quite a few stories about cheating and stuff like that. And it always comes out that, you know, if you can tell the person, absolutely tell them, because, you know, they deserve to know. They don't deserve to be, you know, strung along in their life. But there was a part that did have me concerned, and you said, you know, you want to meet him in real life. And at that point, when I actually read it, I was thinking, I don't know if that's a good idea or not. You don't know what his reaction might be, and you're putting yourself in danger. Sure, you know, you're trying to do the right thing, and I think that's a wonderful thing that you're thinking about that, but there was also a possibility of putting yourself in danger. It didn't look like that would be the case from the updates, of course, but there's always that risk, isn't there? And the comments were all pretty short, just saying, you know, absolutely tell him, and glad that you sort of almost got in there first to tell her, because she would trickle truth him otherwise, and various other things like that. And one of the worst things about, you know, the stories of cheating, when you're hearing it from, like, almost like the third party, is you didn't hear from the other party who's, you know, been really hurt by it. And that last line was absolutely brutal, wasn't it? My wife's side piece cares about me more than my fucking wife, who I knew since I was 9 years old. And the wife was 28, so I'm going to guess, you know, husband was around that age as well. May not have been, but guessing, seeing as they grew up together. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this story? What would you have done if you found yourself in OP's situation? Would you have told him? Would you have done it in person? What are your thoughts on it? Let me know in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from a throwaway account titled, "Am I the Asshole for Telling My Daughter That She Hurt Her Dad's Feelings?" with an update. A few days ago, me and my husband went out to dinner with our daughters, Anna and Mary, 24 and 18. Anna's husband Tom and his parents. My husband isn't a big fan of Tom. He thinks he shows off his wealth. Tom has a very high-paying job, and his family is very well off too. Anna was carrying a really expensive Chanel bag, which she said Tom got her as a gift for her birthday recently. Things were going well when my husband made a comment about how instead of buying expensive purses, Tom should have donated that money to charity. It wasn't a malicious comment, just a statement. Tom said that it was a birthday gift and he wanted to spoil her. My husband didn't say anything else and we moved on. At the end of the dinner, when we were all leaving, my husband said, "Imagine having so much money and not using it for good." He said it jokingly and I laughed it off. Tom and his parents got defensive and said it's wrong of him to assume they don't do charity and they shouldn't be making comments like that. Anna then said it's none of our business, and everyone left heated up. My husband was saying after we came back home that Anna had changed after getting married into such a pretentious family. He said that he was disappointed that I hadn't supported him when he was getting attacked by Anna and Tom, and as a husband expects his wife to have his back. I agreed that I should have said something to Anna, so I called her later and said that she and her new family have hurt her dad's feelings and that he's a very generous man, so of course he expects her to be the same. Anna got mad and said that I'm an enabler. I told her that they turned a joke into a fight and she was insulting her own family to impress her husband's. Mary told me that both me and my husband were being unfair and rude to Anna and Tom, but I was just trying to make her see our side. Am I the arsehole? Edited. A lot of comments are saying that we are insecure of our sister-in-law's wealth. That's honestly laughable because my husband has a very good job and income and so do I. There's nothing to be jealous of. Now, we do have an update to this one as well, but I do wonder what the actual joke was, saying imagine having so much money and not using it for good. And you said he said it jokingly and you laughed it off. I mean, I don't see what there was to laugh about in that sentence. And they were totally right. You were completely wrong to assume they don't do charity. They may have bought a Chanel bag and they may also do charity at the same time. And you said in your update that your husband wasn't insecure or jealous or whatever, but it just, I can't get over the fact that it does feel that way. Otherwise, why are you complaining? I think trying to put myself in OP's position, and you know, my daughter's got a husband who seems to be doing well and they're doing well in life together and she's happy and all this kind of thing, I'd be happy for them, you know. But Refilled Sunset says, "You're the arsehole. You assume they do not donate money to charity and enable your husband, who is very obviously jealous and insecure. They didn't turn a joke into a fight. Your husband disguised a fight as a joke, went in, got rebuted, and left butthurt. And now you're sympathetic he didn't get catered to. Go apologize to your daughter. She deserves it. Having a nice evening ruined by her father's petty insecurities. She sees your side. Your side is wrong. Think Flamingo says you're the arsehole, though your husband is a bigger arsehole. Anna and Tom attacked him. They were simply standing up to his comments, which may or may not have had any basis in truth, and either way, weren't called for. Who knows what else the family does or spend their money on? Isn't it within the realm of possibility that they do both? No one asked for his opinion. By taking his side on this, you are being an enabler and alienating your daughter while you are at it. Your husband is going to need to be a big boy on this one and learn to take it, since he's so good at dishing it. Chrissy says you're the asshole, but your husband seems to be financially insecure, and that's his problem, not your daughter's. He is in the wrong and you should not defend him. Her husband and her can spend money however they feel. To which OP replied to that one saying, we're not financially insecure. We both have very good jobs and a good lifestyle. He always puts others first and gives to charity and just expects our girls to be the same. Chrissy replies to that one again saying, but how do you all know she isn't charitable? It's kind of rude to assume that off one nice gift. Why can't she get a nice bag and donate to charity? OP replies again saying, I'm not saying she's not charitable at all. It was just a joke and there's no reason to spend thousands of dollars on a bag. Anna is no longer a child that Tom needs to spoil her. Saran says you're the arsehole. You and your husbands are arseholes. Conspicuous consumption is not great, but it is none of your business. You have no actual idea about their finances and they could very well be donating more than your husband earns. The only one fighting here is your jealous, insecure husband. Tell him to use his only asset, his mouth, for good. Start a ministry or a charitable organization, rather than viciously sniping at those more fortunate. And one more from the Gloracle who says you're the arsehole, and so is your husband. A jealous, crab-in-a-bucket arsehole. You both owe Anna and her husband a sincere apology. Is that a normal saying, a crab-in-a-bucket arsehole? I'm going to have to use that more often. Anyway, let's move on to the update to find out what happened.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What happens next? So, the update says, I read through all the comments and took the time to reevaluate everything. A lot of the comments were saying how my husband felt inferior to Tom and his family. I will actually disagree to that and say he feels superior. I thought back and realized over the years, he always thought he was superior to anyone, especially his own family. Us. He was the greatest, he can do no wrong, and I was blinded and went along with his behavior. He started arguments with our girls for no reason. Maybe they shared info about something they researched. He'd always have to jump in and say, no, this is wrong. I did more research than you and I have the facts. It was always, look at me, I do this, I do that. He never liked Tom because he felt his family wasn't humble, even though they haven't done anything to suggest that. But he thought that because they didn't suck up to him. Me and him sat down and had a long, serious conversation about this. Of course, he thought I was overreacting and defending Anna and Tom against him. I told him to apologize to Tom. He refused. I said, at the very least, he should apologize to Anna. He said he had done nothing to apologize for, especially to his own children. This went on for a couple of days. I suggested counseling. He said he didn't need counseling, but maybe I did because I don't understand how anything works. Bottom line, we've separated and are getting divorced. I've realized that I've had enough of this. acting as an enabler to someone with no desire to change, and the biggest thing, that I didn't support my daughters in order to support him. Both Anna and Mary have supported me in this. My ex-husband just said something about how we never appreciated him, and this is for the better, he deserves more. Good riddance, I say. Thanks everyone for your comments and really helping me see everything and realize I was justifying his behavior. I'm doing well, and so are my daughters. I've personally apologized to Tom and his family from my end, and they have been understanding. Looking forward to new beginnings. I'm not sure about you guys, but I certainly wasn't expecting the update to go such a 180 like that, and I wasn't expecting divorce or anything, especially from the first few lines of the update there. But I do enjoy, maybe enjoy is the wrong word, I don't enjoy seeing people's trauma or anything like that, but when people explain how they've unpacked things that's gone on and sit and recognize like a pattern of negative behavior and then act on it, I always find that really interesting. But what do you guys think of this story? What would you have done in OP's situation? Did you see this coming? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and then let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Maleficent Shoe 3791, who says, "Am I the asshole for exposing all my co-workers after they said I was lazy? So, I work in home care, and recently my boss has informed me that all my co-workers have been complaining about my laziness. They said the house is a mess when they arrive, and I guess the blame is on me. I have four co-workers. One works Monday to Thursday, 7 till 7 p.m. Two work night shifts, 7 till 7 a.m. One works Friday morning and on the weekend, and I work the weekends. Saturday, 4 till 7. And Sunday, 7 till 7. By the way, we all have the same job role. Care for patients and keep the house clean. Every week when I arrive in the house on 4 at Saturday, there's a number of problems. There's dirty clothes filling the kitchen. Ants on the drawers, counters, tables, leftover food on the table, leftover dishes, dirty diapers on the ground, an empty fridge and zero cleaning products. On Saturday, for the 3 hours I work, I do the dishes and clean what I can, throw away the diapers and clean each patient's room, put the dirty clothes in a basket on the laundry room, all that while prepping dinner of something I can put together. Sunday, I clean the rest of the house, do grocery shopping, household shopping and deal with a bug problem. No help to my weekend co-worker who doesn't know how to use a laundry machine nor cook, no matter how much I try to show her. I told her to make dinner after shopping and she made pancakes and jelly. I do all this myself, yet I'm the lazy co-worker. I try to explain to my boss it's unfair, I have to clean the mess of my co-workers and they need to help clean too. But she believes it's me leaving the house like that over the weekend and said I need to fix myself. So next week when I arrived to my Saturday shift, I took a video of me walking around the house showing how filthy the house was when I first arrived. My job is on the way to my college campus, so I stopped by and take quick pictures of the house throughout the week. Sent them all to my boss and again explained these were the conditions of the house. She sent a warning to our work group chat and basically everyone got in trouble. Am I the asshole for exposing my co-workers? Now, of course, you're 100% not the arsehole in this situation. You know, they were trying to snitch on you. And that's one of the questions that's going through my mind while I was reading this. Why were you targeted for the lazy, air quotes, behavior there? You've claimed you've all got the same job and you all got the same job roles, which part of the job is cleaning the house. And I think one of the major concerns for me is whilst you're not there keeping the house clean, cooking for them properly, washing clothes, etc., and there's bugs all over the place, ants, you know, eating stuff and all that kind of thing. The people that you care for and the people that they're meant to be caring for are living in this dirty environment as well. So I think in some ways, a warning on group chat, basically telling everyone off, isn't enough in this situation to me. If the people that are living in this home are living in this dirty environment, it's not on, is it? But Express Gift says, not the arsehole. I know everyone hates snitches, but I draw the line when others wrongfully snitch on me. I wouldn't complain about my co-workers being lazy, but if they had the audacity to lie about me, I would absolutely snitch. That's unacceptable. KitKat says, not the arsehole. They try to throw you under the bus for their laziness. Nope. I would continue to take pictures and video of the conditions of the house. This is not going to end here. Did she ever apologize for getting on your case about it? Prime Detective replies to that saying, also like, what did they think would happen? Best case, Opie is a pushover and just does more after being reprimanded. But like, most likely, Opie gets reprimanded and goes for a new job, still exposing them when Opie is gone and the house is still filthy. Or Opie gets reprimanded and fired, and they're still exposed because the house is even filthier when Opie is gone and slash or someone new rolls in and does not take that shit. Like, in no way were the co-workers thinking ahead here. Nothing clever for now, says not the arsehole, but this scenario sounds unsanitary and dangerous. Possible elder abuse. I think you may not have gone far enough if your employer doesn't immediately bring in different people to provide care for this patient. There is no excuse for this substandard care. Ryu-sama says not the arsehole. Good on you for finding a way to clear your name. Although, this may have made you an enemy of your co-workers. So either 1, start documenting everything work-related, or 2, find a fallback job when things get tough. Good luck, Opie, and hope it all gets better. And Chin Spin says not the arsehole. My OCD brain leapt at this as a challenge. Just a little brain exercise, but to settle the squabble. I'd make a list of tasks for each shift and mandate each worker initial the work they did. You did right documenting the scene. Given the fact that almost everyone has a cell phone, your co-workers are morons in thinking you couldn't prove their bad behavior. If they are pissy about it, that's just their stupidity talking. Now, what would you do in this situation? My first initial thoughts were still going towards the person or persons that they were taking care of. But now I'm going to turn it to you guys. What do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, as always, a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me. Apologies for not being around in the last couple of days. Just been catching up with a bit of rest and all that sort of stuff. But thank you so much for asking about me and all that kind of thing. Always means the absolute world. So hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day, wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon, let's go, see the sun shining from the windows, okay, I know that today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row, dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.